Welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. It's Tuesday, which was Katy Perry Day around here. Every Tuesday and Thursday, you can qualify 7:20, 8:20, 9:20, and then all day long through 4:20 as well.
Yeah. Don't sleep through it.
Don't
snore.
Don't snore.
Wait, that's rude.
And we found out some snoring facts, and then we found out what your snore sounds like. Not necessarily comparing it to something, but literally, if you were to type out what your snore sounded like, we attempted to perform them, and then that led us into kind of online dating chatter, because maybe if a date goes well, you might hear that person snore, you know, bada boom.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's just hope you can make it that far. There's a lot of things that are going wrong before we even get to that point.
I think I'm banned from making connections like that in transitions now. We found out what Nikki got banned for with her husband.
Yeah, a year. 1 year I was banned.
And what you were banned for, all that and a whole lot more. Right now, it's the Morning Mix podcast. People snore. It's not their fault. I mean, maybe some of it is. I don't know.
Oh.
Whip's already made 4 appointments at Sinus and Snoring MD.
Yeah.
Nikki hooked him up.
Yep.
We called direct.
Yeah.
I mean, we had to send a fax, which I thought was weird. But it's all in.
Yep.
Again, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes, yeah.
Exactly. I need to get this figured out.
Also, we have Whip's wife on line 1. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
She has a, whatever you can do, dear
right?
God.
That's no joke.
So we said, all right, if you snore or your partner snores, we'd like to hear about it. But instead of just describing it like, it sounds like a jigsaw hammer, or, it sounds like a like fish gurgling at the top of water. No. We wanted you to text us, spell out what the snore sounds like. We will attempt to perform them.
By we mean you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking. I was okay. Just checking.
Me.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So we've got a bunch of really good ones here. Okay. I'll just do my best. To perform the snore, and then we can kind of decide if we would be okay sleeping next to that person.
Oh, all right.
Should right we close our eyes?
Yeah, close your eyes, and okay. If you can, fall asleep. And I'll try to awake you with this. This is from a 708. This is what their partner sounds like snoring. Chaka 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 chaka.
Okay.
Shaka Khan.
You were singing Shaka Khan.
You
there.
Went into
got
that.
It.
It would
a little
be
bit,
great.
Right?
Yeah.
Shaka, Shaka. Shaka Khan. Not bad.
This feel is for you. All of a sudden, that's what
like,
happens.
Oh my God, she's just there. All right, this is from a 630. Ha ha. Ha ha. And it says each A gets a little louder. So I think I think I embodied that one. I'm getting lightheaded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
There's only two.
All right, this is from a 224.
That's
apparently
terrible.
You sleep next to Goofy.
Sounds like a demented person laughing.
A little bit. I like this one from an 815.
Okay, I kind of felt that one.
That one, yeah, right? That one you can imagine being next to that person.
A little just, wheezy.
A little bit of a wheeze, yeah. Oh, that text did come from Lil Wheezy. They've got a new album coming out next week. Catch them on the Mixed D Music Club. This is coming from a 773. I don't know if it was a typo, but I'll do my best. At gym.
That's like an email address.
A little bit like an email next to Scooby-Doo.
Okay.
Boy, Scoobs. Like Shaggy and Scooby. My wife snores like an 18-wheeler going uphill. Hey, man, careful.
Yeah.
All right. And finally, from a 773...
Didn't want to attempt the 18-wheeler going uphill.
Yeah, I guess not. Well, I don't know. This is from a 773, and they say there's 10 seconds of silence in between bursts. I don't want us to go off air, but I'll do my best. Here we go. Chug, chug, chug. Psh, squee. Psh, squee. It's like Mr. Ed and Scooby-Doo. I don't know what
I hope someone just turned on the radio and is like, what? In the heck is going on?
This has been your snore update.
Yeah.
These are what people sleep next to every night. We said text us your snore, but spell it out.
No, the mix is not glitching.
Yeah. No, we are not glitching.
No, Chris is a little bit.
Yeah, a little
we
bit.
Ain't glitching, but you might be switching. No.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
In at number 3, Florence and the Machine is trending after delivering a furious knockout new song, what is being called online, Heaven Is Here. Lead vocalist Florence Welch said that Heaven Is Here was the first song that she wrote in lockdown after not being able to get into a studio, so she wanted to make it just monstrous. And if you were online pretty much anywhere, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, this has been trending all over the place.
She's got a big voice, always.
Yeah. Massive voice, yeah. She's done on Lala a couple of times.
She's killed Lala. Like, destroy it. People will talk. Yeah. People still talk about her performances.
They go crazy, right?
Yeah.
While they're doing it this morning online. In at number two, Sony's PlayStation 5. Talk about going crazy. As Chris really leans into this one.
So that came out. It's going to go on sale?
Oh, that's funny. So that came out more than a year and a half ago and sold out fast. It is still almost impossible to get. Did you get one?
No, I don't have one.
No.
We might have one.
You got one?
Oh, wow. Not yet.
I've got some. No, we do.
Oh, okay. He knows people.
I was just, I do.
You're almost afraid to say you have one.
Because now you're going to come over. Like, I got to clean before you show up.
You don't have to clean. I'm not going to pay attention to anything but the damn TV, so no matter.
Well, if you want to be like Nikki and get your hot little hands on that, GameStop is holding two PS5 restock events this week. So the first one is today. It's happening online after 10 a.m. And then the second one is this Friday, March 11th, but that one's in store. So today's the online version. This Friday is the in-store, and it's like huge news. Everybody's very excited. Obviously, it's still going to be limited, so you're probably going to see lines outside GameStop and things like that.
And that's how we had to do it. It was like my brother's, and it was like you have a NASA setup.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yes. To try to get the online ones, and you've got 27 people trying to put it in basket, and like, you know, everyone strikes out, but you get one every couple of try, if you're lucky.
Right.
And then, you know, and then you have to make sure all your stuff is up to date, because that's the worst, when you actually get it in your cart and you check
out. Like, oh, you've had an expired credit card on you.
Right. CVS or whatever it's called.
And then your son is like, I hate you guys. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what? No, no, no. Oh, my God.
Prepare.
Be ready.
Just throw money at them. In at number one, have you considered getting a mullet? Anyone?
Me? No.
Whip?
No, I kind of had one in high school, but it wasn't really called that at the time. It was just normal.
It was just called fashion.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Nikki?
No. You know, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, you know what? Nikki,
business and front party and back. That's how I live my life, so I should consider it.
Everybody should consider it, because Natural Light Beer wants to reward you with free beer if you get one. They are tapping into some nostalgia by doing like an old-style beer can. Natty Lights and mullets, they say, were very popular back in the 70s, and now they both might be coming back. So if you get a mullet, Natty Light will cover the cost of your haircut, and then they're going to send you free beer for a month, for every month that you keep it this year. All you have to do is post a picture of that mullet by March 31st with the hashtag Natty Vintage for your chance to win. The funny thing here is that's just your chance to win. So you're getting the haircut.
Right, yeah.
You're taking the picture, and then you might not win the beer.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You could go watch Joe Dirt. Feel good about it.
Also, at the beginning of that story, you said Natural Light, and I think you're the first person in the last 25 years to read out the actual full name of the brand.
I felt weird not saying it first. I want to call it Natty Light.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but then I'm like, does everybody know that? Or are some people still calling it Natural Light?
It's Natty Light and they're Dirty 30.
Right. Ooh. If they sell it at Whole Foods, it's Natural Light. But everywhere else, it's just Natty Light.
Exactly. So go get it. That was your Flash Briefing.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Online dating is tough. Nobody's saying it's easy. I mean, a lot of folks have found luck. They found long-lasting love. Fantastic. But you got to have some rules when you go into that game. You got to kind of know what to look out for, what to block. From an 847, they texted us, no gym selfies. That's my go-to rule. If they're taking selfies in the gym, I'm out.
Yeah.
From an 847, if they got a photo with not a shirt on, any photo with no shirt, I'm out.
Okay. All right,
that's
any fair. Photo with no shirt.
Any photo with no shirt.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Depends on the profile, I guess. So we said, hey, call us 312-233-1019. What rules do you swear by in the world of online dating? Good morning, Dawn.
Hey, how are you?
Not bad. How you doing?
I'm good. Love you guys so much.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. We love you, too. How's online dating been going for you?
Good Lord.
That great, huh?
Okay, great. Yeah, we're off to a great start. And you've got some rules you swear by?
Okay, so here's the thing. If every picture you have sunglasses on, easy Maverick. If every picture you have, it's you and your friends, you don't know which guy you're looking at.
Right.
Yep.
It's with a fish. It's with a car. You're looking for another dude. You're not looking for a girl.
Wow. Yeah, you need a bro. You're looking for a bro to hang and throw back some hams with. Yeah, I got you. All right, Dawn, thank you for that. We got to keep your eye out for that. You got to keep them separate.
She gave us a bunch of tips.
Boom, boom, boom. Dawn's actually got a website and a blog coming out.
Love it.
Yeah, it just dawned on me. That'll be it about online dating. She's hung up because I said that. All right, sorry, Dawn.
She's like,
I take back that love.
People who say Dawn in a funny way.
Yeah, you jerks.
Yeah.
Good morning, CJ.
I have to have at least one picture with a smile.
Oh, got that. Yeah, 100%.
You don't know what kind of snaggletooth they could be hiding under there, man.
Absolutely.
Love it.
The snaggletooth. Yeah, that's true. Also, the smile, I think a good, like, you can really learn about a person.
Right.
Just from a nice photo of them smiling, which I think is great. And finally, hi there. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning.
When it comes to online dating, what is your rule you swear by?
If a guy is holding his cat on his lap.
Like Dr. Evil?
In a swivel chair.
Yeah, it's weird. Jane's like, I'm not here to date any Bond villains.
Right.
All right? Put your
hairless cat
away.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's Whip. That's Whip's photo in our digital system here at the Mix. He has his cat Rexy.
Yeah, this whole segment just makes me think, glad I'm not online dating. This is too hard.
Now, Jane, can I ask you, if the cat was replaced with a dog, would you be more interested in that person?
You know, I feel so bad, but I am more interested. Isn't that terrible?
No, not at all.
No,
you can have a preference.
Yeah, it's your life. It's your love.
I love the dog pictures. I do.
All right, so fellas, if you're online dating and you're looking for a Jane, just go find a dog somewhere.
Right.
And put that dog in the photo. That's all we ask. Head over to Paws and let them know, hey, I'm looking for love. Can I hang on to Brownie, this little dog over here? I'm in. They're like, oh, you got a cookie or a muffin? Rexy? I'm in. Whoever, whatever kind of dog you got, put it on my lap.
Machine Gun Kelly, keep whiskey away from her. That is it. No pictures there.
Those are your rules to swear by when it comes to online dating. That's how we help you find love here on The Morning Mix.
You're listening to The Morning Mix Podcast.
Some things have happened in the last half hour that just need to be addressed. First and foremost, it's been well documented on this show. I am bad at math.
Yeah.
No one is questioning that.
Yeah.
My sixth grade math teacher, Mrs. Liakakis, she knew then what we all know now. She's like, this ain't going to be your thing, okay?
Right.
I was like, okay, I appreciate that.
Stay away from it.
Let me just get through this, okay? So math, not my thing. And then, I don't know, at about 7:20, so yeah, about 25 minutes ago, we were qualifying Mark to head out to Vegas to see Katy Perry.
Which we will do again shortly.
That's right. We'll do that again at 8:20. Mm-hmm. And when you qualify, you get $100. Free and clear. We give you $100.
Just like that.
Yes.
And Nikki offhand said, yeah, you can play 20 nickel slots.
That's $10. I found out later.
And then I saw
when I thought about it.
Wait a minute.
Whip kind of looked up like, hang on a second. Then we had to redo that math.
Yeah. And then I'm like, well, don't you need 10 nickels or 20 nickels to a dollar? And then we're like, what?
So I banned myself. I am officially banning myself from teasing Chris about math anymore. I'm on a timeout because I messed up. So I have lost the privilege to now make fun of Chris on math.
Right.
So I don't know how long I'm going to serve the sentence, but I put myself in math jail.
Again, when it comes to numbers, not my thing.
Right.
So 10 days, is that 2 weeks? Great. Whatever we want to call. Are we on business schedule?
Sure,
I don't know.
Work weeks.
Then about 5 minutes ago, Whip was in the midst of what we were going to submit as a award-winning newscast.
Right, I mean,
it's really good.
Riveting story about Dolly Parton's tissues.
Her boogers.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry, she's got a lot of tissues.
Well,
so I
want to
make sure we knew which one.
That's true.
Who knows where she's stuffing the Kleenex. So, middle of that, we hear like, and we're like, what the heck was that? And it was Violetta scrolling Instagram. So, looking at a J-Lo ad.
That's my job.
So now, no. So now Violetta's banned from having her phone out.
Yeah.
And we're going to take it and we're going to put it in a bowl of water.
It's a sad day.
And that's it. So Nikki can't do math. And Violetta, no more phone for you. You guys are both banned.
We're banned.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then Nikki went on to tell us that in her personal life, you're also banned.
Yeah. So, well, I'm off the ban now, but I think we've all had an experience in our lives where you've been banned. So when my husband and I first started dating, you're picking out movies, right? And, you know, you kind of negotiate back and forth. I picked Miss Congeniality.
Love it. Great movie.
I had high expectations. I didn't have the hatred that my husband had for it. So he was so mad at me for picking that movie. He never let me forget it. And I was literally banned from picking movies for a year.
Wow.
For the year we dated, it was like he had the right to choose all the movies because he was so miserable.
You blew
because
it.
Because I dragged him to this. It was my choice. I put my money on the line and it blew. So I want to. You've got to have been banned from something, right? Whip, in your marriage or dating at some point.
You seem very bannable.
You have to have been banned.
Well, I got kicked out of my friend's girlfriend's house one time during a party. Does
for
that
what?
Count as being banned for like talking smack about her with my other friends behind her back? I don't know if that counts.
It kind of counts, but weren't you also banned from drinking water?
Well, that's true. I guess I was banished to a very far away room to drink my water because it annoys. The sound of me swallowing the water annoys my
wife. That's a ban.
That's a ban.
Solid. Yeah. You're not allowed to drink water in the presence of myself.
What did it sound like?
it's very hard to recreate.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah.
And now it sounds like gulp, gulp, gulp,
right.
gulp,
Well,
gulp.
You've gone through counseling and work with a physical therapist, so he swallows in a different way now.
Barely.
It's kind of crazy. So Nikki's banned from movies, Whip's banned from water, Violetta's banned from her phone in here. I'm a perfect human, so no ban on this side. But great. What have you been banned for? It's in your relationship. Maybe it was as a kid or maybe, you know, whatever version of it is. But you've been banned. You pick all the worst movies, so you don't get to pick them anymore.
Nope.
We're done. You cook the worst pizza. You're not doing it anymore.
Yep. You picked the restaurant. We're not going there anymore. You no more restaurants for you for a year.
312-233-1019. You've been banned. This is audio of Whip drinking water.
Oh, God.
That's not been touched at all.
This is real.
that is so bad.
That's some intense gulping.
Yeah.
That is totally real, by the way.
And that's 100%. A flat water.
Yeah, that's all it was.
That's
right
a flat
in, right in front
water
of my
microphone. So you're banned from drinking water in the studio. I'm banned. Well, I'm off my ban now of movies after picking a bad movie from my husband.
Right.
But I am banned with math. I can't make fun of you about math anymore.
You're not allowed to make fun of me again about math. All the other stuff.
We've all been banned. We've all been banned from
something. We've all been banned before. In fact, hi there. Good morning, Julie.
Hi, how are you?
Doing really well. Wow. Hi, how are you? Wow. I'm sorry. I just got all a flutter.
You're banned from making that voice anymore, Chris.
Wow, Julie, you're not banned. You're welcome anytime. Julie, what are you banned for?
Well, I'm banned from making grilled cheese for my husband. The first time that I cooked for him, which was after the first night we spent together,
I know.
I burnt a grilled cheese and almost set the apartment on fire. So I've been married for 37 years, and I cannot make a grilled cheese for him.
That's hilarious.
That is a long ban.
Yeah, that's a long, that is a, wow.
I mean, you should get another go with that grilled cheese.
Take that thing to the Supreme Court. Holy cow.
You guys have made it this long. I say never.
Yeah, you thought last night was hot. Wait till I throw some cheese on this sourdough. You better watch out. Hey, Isaac, good morning.
Good morning.
You've been banned?
I have, yes.
From what?
It started quite a long time ago now, but unfortunately both my father and my brother decided they were going to ban really all of us, but me in particular, from singing along to songs in the car.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Was there a song that did you in? Was there a song that you sang that, like, no, they were like, you're done, ever?
No, according to them, it was just all of them.
Now, Isaac, I don't want to put you on the spot, and you might not be warmed up. I don't know if you've had a throat coat tea or anything, but could you hit us with a little bit of what it might have sounded like, you singing in a car?
That is definitely putting me on the spot. I guess if you want all your listeners to hear this, I can do a little bit for you.
Yeah, the four of them are really excited to hear it. Oh, there's five. We're up to five now. All right, Isaac, hit it.
Okay. I can't stand to fly. I'm not that nice.
Little five for fighting.
I'm just out to find the better part of me.
To the top.
I'm more than a bird.
What?
Okay, that's
Isaac.
Yeah, they're jealous.
That's awesome,
dude.
Your
dad is wrong. Wrong, brother. Wrong. Come on.
Yeah. We all have our lighters out in here.
Yeah, really.
That was beautiful.
All right, we'll Venmo you for the ticket for that. That was impressive, Isaac.
In the record department, I got a label on line one. We're getting you a deal.
Nicely done, Isaac. Isaac's got to hang on to that voice. Don't let them hold you down, Isaac. That's impressive.
Good American Idol.
You know what? I don't agree with that ban. We're gonna unban him now.
Yep.
Julie and that grilled cheese, maybe stay away. But, but Isaac, you keep singing, all right? We love it. Oh, and from a 312, they would like to throw this one at us. Chris, you should be officially banned from saying hello in that stupid British accent.
Wow.
Well, come on now.
Love Ed Sheeran.
This is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Whew, I got a lot on my mind.
Yeah.
A lot of questions, a lot of things spinning around in there.
And when you have those questions bobbling around, sometimes you need advice. And so we say, hey, look, when you need advice, where's the best place to go for that advice?
Google.
No, you would think that.
Next best thing.
Whip Google. You can email Whip at askwhip@wtmx.com. We take those emails. We share them with Whip. And then he shares that sage advice for you. Are you ready to go on this one?
I'm ready to go.
All right. This is a little something we like to call Ask Whip on the Morning Mix.
How much should I tip?
Don't know.
What do I pack for a trip?
Huh.
In a new relationship.
Good luck.
Where do you go? Ask Whip.
Let me have it, Whip.
Who do you know? Ask Whip.
Yeah, so I feel like this is a common possible scenario.
Okay.
And maybe a little bit controversial, a little bit sensitive. Ooh. It's from Caitlin and Carol Stream. Hey, Whip. So I've been dating this new guy for about 5 months now. He's great, and we're having a really good time together. There haven't really been any red flags except for one. His mom.
Oh, no.
He calls his mom a lot, almost every time he's picked me up from work or from my place. He's on the phone with his mom every time. Sometimes when we're on dates, he'll even text her photos of us like, hey, we're having dinner, or wearing the new shirt you got me. Am I crazy? I've never dated a guy that spent this much time talking with his mom. Now, how can I safely tell him he needs to put a little space between him and his mom? I don't want to ruin all the good things we have going, but this is just too much, mom. Thanks, Caitlin.
A lot of pressure on you here, I feel like.
This is a little tough one.
Yeah, love hangs
We're
in the balance.
We're all cringing in here waiting for this response.
Tough.
It is, but I have an answer. I don't know if it's the answer, but I have an answer. All right. So first off, I would say that if there is going to be a red flag, this might be an okay one to have, because as you may have heard the old theory, the way a man treats his mom is the way he's going to treat you.
Wow.
You heard this before?
Okay.
So this red flag might actually be a good sign for you as long as you can keep it in check. So what you need here is a little moderation. Maybe say to him the following. I think you are great. I think it's so great that you and your mom are close. But it makes me a little freaked out that you talk to her so much, especially when I'm around. And it makes me worry just a little bit that maybe you tell her everything about us, which freaks me out even more. Now, when we're together, I want to make sure you're thinking about me instead of her. I'm sure you understand. Now, if he pushes back on that, you may have a little bit of a problem. You might just want to back away slowly from that relationship. What hopefully happens, though, is that he'll say, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize I was doing that. I'm so embarrassed, and I will stop doing as much mom stuff when you're around. Hopefully that's what happens.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was delicate.
That was a journey.
That was a tightrope that you had to walk.
Well done.
But then also, something hidden in there is, like he said, walk away from the whole thing if it doesn't go
correctly. Yeah, right.
It doesn't
go right.
Well, if the guy pushes back too much, he's like, I am sorry. I am going to be texting my mom whether you like it or not about the shirt she got me. Well, if you're worried about it now, I think that's only going to get worse if he can't even play along for a little bit.
He's
like,
you better deal with it, Caitlin from Carol Stream.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. That's well done, sir.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
That is a tightrope
walk. I'm going to give my dad this advice. He should use it like 30 years into the marriage.
Perfect. Watch out, right?
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
We do it every day. It is your Mix Top 6. Now, it's spring, officially, according to the meteorological calendar.
That's so serious. I'm like, yes, it is
spring.
Gotta
bring it down. In fact, it is. It's also tax season.
Oh, no.
Sorry, gang.
Mm-hmm.
But don't worry. Wallet Hub, our good friends over there, decided to do a survey of 44 million Americans.
That's a lot.
Well, they've revealed, that they did not survey 44 million.
Okay.
My apologies.
Usually it's like 72 Americans.
They talked to the four people sitting next to them in their office. 44 million Americans will officially be late paying their taxes this year. So that was their number one finding. So that's a lot of Americans.
Next month? Yeah.
Should be April 15th, unless that's a weekend or something.
It's called extension.
It used to be you could get like a penny burger at McDonald's, and then it was like a dime, and now I think they're like $4.99. And you got to buy the drive-thru person and take a gas now, too. So these are your mixed top six results from the tax survey as reported by Wallet Hub, and it's a whole bunch of would-you-rathers, basically. Right? In at number six, for example, 15% of people would rather drink expired milk than pay their taxes at all.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I would do that.
Yeah.
It's just cottage cheese.
One glass of mayo.
That's all it is.
I don't think I make enough to have high taxes, so they don't bother me.
Yeah, you just wait. They'll find a way.
It's any. I don't want to pay any.
Yeah, wait a second. In at number five, 17% of people would rather swim with sharks then pay their taxes.
No. Okay. Well, that depends on the amount.
Yeah, hang on. And you could do it on vacation anyway.
Right.
Which at which point maybe you're doing your vacation in the Cayman Islands and that's where you're storing all your money.
Or so maybe it's like a whale shark that doesn't eat people.
Yes, or a baby shark. And you're just singing along again.
Right. And you guys really hate taxes.
Not as much as I hate sharks. And at number four, your mixed top six results of this tax survey from WalletHub, 19% of people would rather spend a night in jail than to pay their taxes. Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
Jail.
Mostly, I think, by people who've never been.
Yeah, could be. But but remember, jail, different than prison. We got to remember that. There's a difference there.
That's right.
There's
jail's,
a difference
jail's
there.
The fun one.
Yeah, jail, you're just hanging out. On Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, she does like a 20-minute in jail. She's like, I'm here.
You get
I might
a lunch
as well.
Planet.
I got yeah, you get a nice piece of bologna. Nothing wrong with that. In at number three, your mixed top six results of Wallet Hub's tax survey. 36% of people like snakes and spiders more than the IRS.
I don't like the IRS, no.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody likes them, but the weird thing is that I had a friend who worked for the IRS, and I do like him.
Yeah, he's
and
great.
One time I needed the actual IRS to help me with a little identity theft
issue.
Oh,
that's right, yeah.
And I'm going to be the a-hole here. I almost said ass. Yeah.
Well,
I almost said the word I didn't say.
I didn't say them together. That's the key.
That's right. Yeah, you can say them. You got to space them out.
That's the odd thing. You can say them separately, but not together.
Yeah, you can
or
have
in reverse order.
And you can go find an ass, but you can't have them at the same time.
Here's the point. They were unbelievably helpful to me. I couldn't believe
it. That's amazing.
I was like, this is going to be the worst experience of my life, but they actually helped me.
Yeah, IRS. I'm really surprised.
So I got to give them that little bit of credit.
Not bad.
All right. So keep your snakes and spiders.
Yes.
That said, in at number two, WIP's paying double this year. Yeah. I don't know what that means, but in at number two from the Wallet Hub tax survey, it's tax season. 40% of people like traffic jams more than they like the IRS.
Woo!
There you go. Be a lesson. I'm tangentially connected.
Yeah.
And in at number one, Wallet Hub's tax season survey, 56% of people like their in-laws more than they like the IRS.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Come on, that number should be a little higher.
A little higher than that. What is this, like a Tim Allen sitcom? People love their in-laws.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
I've been telling you guys all morning long that I have one story I'm very excited about.
You're actually sweating.
I am. And I am excited about it. It's a good story, but now I'm thinking I overhyped it. But it's going to be our number one story. And so in at number three right now, Pamela Anderson is hot right now. And pretty much she's always been hot. Mm-hmm. But Pam and Tommy on Hulu is a new show that's out and puts her front and center on all that controversy on how she kind of got very, very famous. Mm. And now Pamela is going to make her Broadway debut in the musical Chicago.
Which is awesome.
I know. So it's the first time. It's really cute. Pamela said, from Baywatch to Broadway, I'm so inspired by the unexpected. She's going to be Roxy Hart in it.
Yes.
Which was also Renee Zellweger's role
in the film,
movie.
With Richard Gere.
And in the show, they kind of address, for I don't know how factual everything is, but they address that she's like a huge musical fan.
Right.
Wow. So like this has been a dream her whole life, apparently.
You know, when I heard you say that the first time around, you used a kind of a different voice when you said.
What'd I do?
When you did Pam's voice.
Oh, I don't know how'd I do it. I was a big musical fan.
Yeah.
Okay, it was higher?
No, you're like, I kind of like musicals a lot, and I'm like a musical fan.
Well, that's how she says it. It's cute.
She's Canadian, too. She says A.
Yeah, that's right. I got very confused when I read the headline yesterday, because it said, Pamela Anderson makes Broadway debut in Chicago. And I was like, well, that ain't a Broadway debut. I mean, we'll take it.
Right.
But anyway.
But good for her. This will be very cool.
That's awesome.
It's a completely different thing. So everyone's excited to see what that's all about. In at number two, Jennifer Hudson is going to launch a daytime talk show on Fox this fall. So it's going to be called The Jennifer Hudson Show. Very original.
From the makers of The Kelly Clarkson Show.
Well, Kelly Brian, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, the one-hour talk show is not technically Warner Brothers. It is going to be replacing the time slot of Ellen DeGeneres Show, which was on for 19 seasons and then is not going to be on after this year. Right?
Yeah, so this
is
Ellen's final farewell season.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Kelly Clarkson and I guess now Jennifer Hudson
are
going to kind of take
over. Kelly and Drew. Does Drew Barrymore still have her?
Drew's still on. She's on. Yeah, she's on.
Everybody wonders why.
Yeah.
I think she's like on Facebook Live. I don't know if she has a real show.
Yeah. I love her, by the way.
Yeah, no,
I've always been a big fan, but you know, that show, I'm not so sure.
Like, Kelly Clarkson's on NBC at the same time, Coast to Coast, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Drew Barrymore's on like 9 different times as you go across the country. It just bounces around.
They can't find her to cancel her.
Make room for Jennifer.
That's right. Yeah, watch out. J-Hud coming your way.
Yeah, okay. She's Chicago, born and raised. So, in at number one, the New York Post says that Starbucks stores are putting out tip jars that read Kanye West and Pete Davidson. So they're going to be seeing who gets tipped more, seeing where, you know, the baristas want to know where their customer support lies.
Wow.
As of right now, Pete's jars contain more dollars, while Kanye West's jars contain coins. I don't know if that's a, you know, a factor to take into consideration, but I just love this idea. Like, the two jars are there. You're at Starbucks. You're like, where do I put my change?
Yeah, a little bit of lint. Some of those, too.
Who's carrying cash?
Yeah, I know. Right? Like, what?
I got to go withdraw some now just so I can cast my vote.
Wasn't that like an amazing story?
It was. It was totally worth
it. I'll tell you what. It was a story.
It was. And that was your flash briefing.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Brand new episodes every day. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.